Welcome to Resilience in Life and Leadership with your host, Stephanie Olson, speaker, author, addiction, sexual violence, and resiliency expert. Rachel McCants is an author, speaker, and founder of R. Lindsay Unlimited. Born and raised in Dallas, Texas, her health was impacted by a major way in 2016. A growing brain tumor inspired R. Lindsay Unlimited, a business devoted to encourage, inspire, and challenge ladies to discover and raise their self-worth and standards, not settle, and walk in God's will in all aspects of their lives. She published her first book, Ladies as We Love Ourselves, a six-step program to self-worth in 2019. And now Christians hire her to ignite a dose of Jesus because most do not seek him first, get too busy, get too stressed, and fall short of accomplishing their goals. She helps them to achieve growth in the relationship with Christ. Bottom line is it's his grace. Welcome, Rachel. Hello, and welcome to Resilience in Life and Leadership. Very excited to introduce to you Rachel McCants. Thank you for being on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor to be here today.
Well, you're doing some great things. I love what you're doing. You've got a book, and you are the founder of R. Lindsay Unlimited. Tell us a little bit about that and your journey to that place.
Well, it's definitely a journey, to say the least.
Yes. Usually is, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. After the longest time in my life, I didn't know what my purpose was. It took a grade 3 brain tumor on my pineal gland to help me discover my purpose, or to get me to my purpose.
That's scary. That is scary. Yeah.
I often say that God had to physically break me me and get me on the path that he wanted me to be on.
Right.
Because I was doing Rachel's show before that. And mm-hmm. I was raised in church. I went to a Christian private school. I was in Christian summer camp. I was raised in church.
Yeah.
And I was on Rachel's plan, what Rachel wanted to do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
God had to physically break me to shake me from it.
That's funny. I had a Stephanie plan. That's interesting.
Yes. Don't we all? We all have our own plan.
Yes.
We think we're going to do what we want to do. And I actually want it to be Dallas Mavericks dancers. I live in Dallas. And so trying out for Dallas Mavericks dancers. I was trying out for other dance teams. I was on an ABA dance team. Wow. And I was telling God, you know, I'm going to take you with me. Let me just do this. And, you know, I'm bringing you with me. Nope, not the plan. So the tumor was actually the biggest blessing ever. I am just so thankful for this brain tumor. At first, like you said, it was scary.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on, Lord? Because for the most part, I am a healthy person. And I say for the most part, because, you know, everyone gets colds.
Yeah.
Everyone has allergies and things like that. But I'm a fitness fanatic. I'm a certified Zumba instructor.
Fun. And love Zumba.
Zumba. Yes. I do too. I love Zumba. And I was the showroom manager of a showroom for active young girls.
Mm.
I was teaching them dance classes, and I was associated with many different fitness studios.
Okay.
My job description was to connect and make those relationships. Mm. So plan events together with those.
Right.
And so many different workout classes, and they were fun. I love them. Mm. But that is not the point of this. The point is I was very healthy.
Yeah.
And I love working out. So a brain tumor coming out of nowhere is kind of mind blowing.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 28.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I know. It was just a crazy year running the showroom. And I was just like, oh, why am I in control of all of this?
Wow.
But that was actually the best experience for me. And God knew what he was doing. God had a plan.
Yeah.
Rachel was on her plan. But so the company that I was with, when you are running a showroom, you are really running your own business.
Okay.
They basically give it to you. You got your profit and loss statements. You're hiring and firing people. You're doing all the strategies for the sales plans and everything. Yeah. So I should have paid more attention. Let's just say that because the Lord was setting me up to run a business, which I have now by the grace of God. It's his business. I am simply the founder.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I often say I should have paid more attention to what they were having me do.
Wow. That's fascinating. You know, it's interesting too, because And you and I are very alike. I gotta tell you, like, I would say, okay, God, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let you know. So you know exactly how we're going to do things. And yeah, it does not work well that way. But it's amazing how you look back on your journey and you see how God just set you up to do what you need to accomplish in as well. Yeah. So that's amazing. So tell me a little bit about when you were diagnosed and how you responded to that. I cannot even imagine.
Well, I was kind of, I want to say hallucinating, but that's not it. Mm-hmm. I was doped up a little bit because of all the pain, because before the brain tumor was discovered, again, I'm a bit of a fitness fanatic. So I was doing all these different workouts and different classes. So I thought the random body pain that I was getting and the headaches had to be from the workouts. Oh. And I also was just promoted to showroom manager. So I was assistant showroom manager. And then I took over the whole showroom. And so I'm like, that has to be the reason. So when I was heading to teach a dance class to some of the young girls from the showroom, I passed out in the showroom. I passed out in the garage across the street from the showroom. And I had no idea what was going on. And God blessed a lady to come down the garage just in the nick of time. And she stopped and said, can I call someone for you? And I was like, yes,
please.
Because
do.
I had no idea what was going on. And so it just was kind of unnerving because again, like I have never gone through anything like this in my life.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That is really scary. So then you're diagnosed, you're at a loss really, because you're thinking, what in the world? So how did you move from that place of, okay, now what do I do? You know, that place of, I have no idea. I can't believe this happened, to next steps.
So what is so great, and I left out of the last answer that I gave, is when I passed out, I heard God say, I've got this. Watch me work.
Wow.
And that is what he did. I mean, I have chills talking. Every time I talk about it, I get chills thinking about what God did. When I tell you he aligned every step, he aligned every step. I was thinking, you know, because I want control, what am I supposed to do? What is happening? God had me. And so I was doing my best just to try to keep up, should I say, with him. And it was just so amazing, to the point, here's the miraculous part. I'm glad you're sitting down. I never received a bill from brain surgery. I never received a bill from chemo. I never received a bill from radiation. And the showroom that I was working with, or the company, all the other showroom managers and the other employees pulled together and made me a You Caring Fund to take care of my initial medical bills. My uncle, sweet as he is, love him to death. I talked to him today. Wow. He covered my car insurance and my car note. And like, I just didn't have, like, there was just no worry. I was approved for Social Security with my first application. And I hear that rarely happens.
Yeah. No kidding.
And so I'm like, okay, so that I had no reason to worry. My mom was by my side, and I just had a real big community of love and support from everyone. And so even though I tried to be confused and try to figure out what was going on, God had me, and I really had no place to worry.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So it was malignant. I mean, this was something, it was benign.
It was benign. Oh, it was a growing tumor, but they declared it benign. It was grade 3, but they declared it benign. I'm not complaining or arguing.
No, no kidding. That is amazing. That's amazing. So how long was that process with chemo and with radiation and surgery? How long did you have to go through all of that?
I want to say a year or two.
Wow.
Yeah. And, but it was just the biggest blessing ever. Yeah. And God just kept helping me along the way.
He shows up.
Yes. I was bald twice. One of my brothers is a photographer. Oh, he got this
beautiful
picture.
That is a beautiful photo.
Thank you. Thank you. And all of my hair grew back. It was about mid back length before it all came out, and it's back now. It's just twisted today.
That's amazing.
God is good. That's all I can say.
Yeah. And well, you look good bald. Okay. You do. Oh. Yes.
I did that get that helps. A lot. Yes, it does. And people kept saying, are you going to let it grow back? I'm like, I think so. But
that is really beautiful. And I think that it, you know, when we trust, I actually just did spoke a message on the end of the story. Like, we don't know our end of the story. And when we read the Bible, it's like, you know, Abraham, we know his end of the story. So when he puts Isaac on the altar, we're like, God will prevail. You're good. And all of those other things. But it is so different when you really think about their stories. They didn't know the end of the story. And it's all about trust. It's all about. So, I mean, you were just putting that in God's hands and allowing him to do what he needed to do. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
I love that you just said that. My devotion this morning, I do the One More Minute by Anthony E. Moore devotional, and it was all about the Hall of Faithers. Mm. And Abraham was in there.
Yes.
And he's like, they're up there cheering you on for your faith, because your faith without works is dead. But you know, you just have to have faith in knowing that God's
got you. That's right. Oh, that's good. I love that. So tell me then how our Lindsay got started, our Lindsay Unlimited got started. Yes.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you. How did our Lindsay Unlimited get started? God already had it in his mind.
Yeah, right.
No. So, okay. So there it is. I don't know why I had that little brain space there.
That happens. Yes. And you're a lot younger than me, but it's going to keep happening the older you get. So just letting you know.
my mom often tells me to keep living.
That's right.
Like, okay, mama. So during recovery or rehab, if you will, after brain surgery and things, I had a dream of me on stage. So, you know, I'm a certified Zumba instructor. I'm a dancer. I love dancing. And I used to be in the dance ministry at church. And a dream that I had during recovery was me on stage dancing in a play. And I knew that God wanted me to rise to encourage and inspire ladies to raise their self-worth and their standards, not settle, and walk in God's will. And I have worked on those plays and took a break because a detour came and the book came out of nowhere, Ladies As We Love Ourselves, a 6-step program to self-worth. So that came out of nowhere. So I got to get back. And that's my mommy on the front cover.
Oh, cool.
When she was in her 20s. Oh, and she was
beautiful.
Just like, I never thought I would be on the cover of a book. And I had to beg, y'all. I really had to beg for this picture. Okay. Because it's been on my wall for years. But I was like, people wanted my face on the front cover. And I was like, no. But then I saw that picture and I was like, oh, yeah.
I love that.
So, yes.
That is amazing.
So that book came out of nowhere. And so I walk ladies through that a few times a year, along with the program that I run now. But it all started because of the plays and then the detour with the book. And now I run a program called Early Mornings with a Dose of Jesus.
Mm. So tell me about that. Tell me about the program and tell me what that does for the lives of the women you work with.
Okay. So Early Mornings with a Dose of Jesus is really for everyone. I know the company is founded on ladies,
women, men. Okay. Got you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody wake up and start with Jesus.
Everybody needs a dose. Yes.
The things that breaks my heart is if you type in Google, why are Christians, like, all negative comments come up? Why are Christians so judgmental? Why are Christians so hypocritical? And it just goes on and on and on. And it breaks my heart. And I'm like, we got to make this world a better place.
Yes.
And a lot of people that I know are trying to start side hustles and to get more things done. Studies and statistics show is you got to wake up earlier to get things done. So while we're waking up earlier, let's start with Jesus. Yeah. I ask for 10 minutes, but the goal is 5 minutes or less. Mm. I give an encouragement and then an affirmation for the day. I give a Bible verse or verses, it depends on the day, mm-hmm. and a song for the day. And I always tell them, have a productive day in Jesus' name.
I love that. That is so great. And, you know, I think that is so important because a lot of times, especially in this social media day and age, you know, so many people start their day scrolling or start their, you know, whatever it may be. And really, when we do start our day in the Word, when we start our day with the Lord, it changes our day. And when we give Him our first fruits, which early morning or whatever it may be, He gives that back to us. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I love that. And you're right. I think that we have really, I'm just going to ask you that. I know this may be a question that you were not expecting, but why do you think that there are so many negative things about Christians? Why is it that people will call Christians hypocritical or call us judgmental or whatever the case may be?
Because of people's actions.
Because we are.
We are. And we have to be conscious of that light. Yeah, I think a lot of us are not conscious of who we are representing. And that is not first and foremost in our minds when we are doing different things. And a lot of people have been hurt by the church.
Yes, that is.
And so they're hurt by the church. But people are human, you know, you got to give grace. You want grace. You want mercy from people. Mm. Like, we have to give it as well. Yeah. But people have been hurt by the church. And I have a lot of clients and friends that we talk about reconnecting with God vertically first, mm-hmm. before we start looking horizontally. And so I think if we all get aligned vertically, I'm not saying we don't need the church, because we do. God created us all. And then how the Bible compares us to limbs of the body. And like, mm-hmm. you know, you can't be a foot if you're a hand. And
right.
You have a unique purpose. So I do think the church is necessary, but I think first and foremost, we got to get that vertical mm-hmm. relationship with Christ down.
You are so right. And, you know, I think that the other piece of that, and I love what you're talking about, and I love that, I love your story, and I love what you've done with it, because I think one of the things we need to do as Christians is not give this perception that everything is all great all the time. And that is, you know, just being real people and authentic. And, you know, yes, I love the Lord, but I am not Jesus by any means. And so I am going to mess up. I am going to make mistakes. I'm going to do my best to, you know, follow the will of Christ and to walk in his will and to do what he wants me to do, but I am not going to do it perfectly. So I love that you said that. That's good. So I love what you're saying. I love what you're doing. What do you think is, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, are you kind of like a coach, or is it just mentorship, or what does that look like?
That is so interesting that you say that, because, or ask that, should I say, because I recently have had a conversation with someone, and she wants me to talk about being a morning routine coach or a morning routine strategist, because I also do custom morning routines for people. I pride myself in morning routines. They are definitely needed. It's something that is needed. Is
great. What time do you get up?
So when EMDJ, Early Mornings with a Dose of Jesus, is going on, I wake up at 3 a.m.
What? Oh my.
I know. I have to get my devotion in and get filled before I can pour out to others. Because I don't want to pour out anything empty. And I like to be so aligned with the Holy Spirit before I just go, you know, or try to encourage anybody. So
what time do you go to bed?
So 7 or 8, if I can.
Wow. Okay.
If I can. Yeah. Lately it's been more 9-ish, but you know.
Wow. Okay. That was just idle curiosity, actually. Yeah. So that is amazing. So how, Rachel, can people find you?
You can find me, anyone, please come find me at www.rlindsayunlimited.com. And that is R-L-I-N-D-S-A, no E-A-Y, unlimited.com. And R Lindsay Unlimited on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. And I will put that in all of the notes. Make sure that we have that so people can find you and connect with you, because I certainly am. I love what you're doing. Final question. What does resilience mean to you?
It means bounce back. What? Bounce back. But I think it's bounce back through Christ. Mm-hmm. And just side note, my book, Ladies As We Love Ourselves, the 6-step program to self-worth are the 6 steps I used to regain or discover myself in Christ, my true identity and self-worth in Christ. Mm-hmm. Because when I was bald twice, that's when I realized how shallow I really was. Mm-hmm. And those 6 steps, just really quick for y'all, is first, my first step for any and everything. If you ever hear me speak, this is my first step. My first tip for anything is turn to God, God first. Mm-hmm. Second is forgiveness. You got to forgive others, but you have to forgive yourself.
Yes.
That helps with resilience, because you can't bounce back because you're held down with not forgiving someone.
So true.
Third is know yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses. Like, a lot of people try to strengthen their weaknesses, but all you can do at best is be mediocre in your weakness. So you got to know your strengths so we can them and excel and be the beautiful person God has called us to be. 4, affirmations. You know yourself after step 3. So affirm yourself. Who does God say you are?
Yes.
Who are you claiming to be? Who do you want to be? Let's claim that we are. I do affirmations every morning. That's part of that morning routine. Mm. 5 is encourage others and volunteer. When you encourage others, you feel better about yourself.
Yes.
We were created to serve and encourage others. That's part of being the body of Christ as well. And 6, my mom laughs at me because she calls the first step and the 6th step my bookends, because those are really like the ones I thrive on.
Yes.
Exercise. We got to move. You have to stay active. Yes. Mm-hmm. We were created to move, not be still.
Yeah.
And we got to keep our bodies active, no matter how small you start out, if you're not doing anything.
I love that. That is incredible. And you've got so much, I would love to take a Zumba class from you. Just awesome. You've got so much energy. You are so fun. This has been a great conversation. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and you have so much to offer. I really appreciate all that you are providing people. Thank you so much. All right. Well, and I just, again, I love what you're doing, Rachel. Thank you so much. And you are truly an inspiration. And I wish I had your energy. I know you're younger than me, but maybe someday. But you are just fantastic. Thank you much. And you just really shine, Jesus. You really do. So,
okay. Get me emotional. Like, that is my favorite compliment. It used to be how beautiful I am or how sweet I am or bubbly. Mm-hmm. But now it's when people say, I saw Jesus when you spoke, I say, thank you, Jesus. That is the goal. That it used to be, amazing. You see, Rachel, it really did, but now
I know. I totally get it, but you are amazing. And thank you so much for being on the show. And I really appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in to Resilience in Life and Leadership, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Please share with anyone you think will benefit from this podcast.